Okay, so yesterday, thank you. Yesterday we were up to Makiri Kahuna. We were having a difficult time with it. I don't remember exactly why, but I don't know if Harvey's on the phone, but yesterday he asked the question that why don't we say, how can a person change his mind from Makiri Kahuna? Can he now say he doesn't want this Kayan to be the Kayan? Or is he locked in for life? So if I understand it correctly, I looked around, I didn't see anybody address it, I thought I had, I couldn't find it, is that according to Rashi's opinion, there's many Rishonim's opinion in how Makiri Kahuna operates, but Rashi learned that the way Makiri Kahuna operates is that all Kehanim give up, as soon as a guy separates Truma, when a person separates his Truma, the Truma becomes the possession of the of Kahuna. And if he gives it always to one Kayan, that sets up a scenario that every other Kayan gives up his right, and automatically, by default, it becomes that Kayan's. So, if I understand that correctly in Rashi, if a person wanted to change his mind from Makiri Kahuna, he would have to do it before he separates the Truma. He would have to say, I'm no longer giving it to that Kayan. And therefore, there wouldn't be that automatic. Once he says that, I'm no longer giving it to that Kayan. So the giving up hope, which is based on the assumption that he's giving it to that Kayan, is out the window. Now, I don't know if he has to inform Kahanim about that, or the fact that he makes up his mind and decides not to give it to the Kayan anymore. So therefore, when they give up hope, thank you very much, when they give up hope, they don't have to, again, they don't have to give up hope anymore. I don't know exactly the mechanism of it. I was looking around to see if anybody talked about it. I couldn't find. But then again, this is only in Rashi's opinion, who holds the Makiri Kahuna as a kinyan. The way it works is that it belongs to Kahuna, and all other shareholders of Kahuna withdraw, leaving him as the sole shareholder for this thing. And therefore...
And Rabbi, how long does that take before he's established?
I don't know. I said that yesterday, I don't know, and I'm not any smarter today. Yes?
No, he's not doing any kind of Kenyan...
Nothing. He separates Truma, that's a Maisa.
That automatic sort of...
As soon as he separates Truma, it doesn't belong to him anymore. It belongs to Kahuna. Just like if a guy donates to Hegdish. It belongs to Hegdish. You don't need a Maisa Kenyan. But when one separates Truma, the Truma becomes Mamon Kayan.
Now the fact that they're relinquishing claim makes it fit.
Exactly. It's like it belongs to the corporation called Kahuna. Has a lot of shareholders. Right. You have to pay for an advertisement. You don't get it for free. I can't hear you.
What
is there a fan on or something? Or is that the heat on? No, it's just the heat. Okay. Yes.
How can you relinquish ownership to something you don't know
is good? You don't. Again.
It's automatic.
It's an automatic, meaning you know that anybody that has a Makiri Kahuna, you have no shaykhs to that truma. You don't have to know about that individual. Again, this is Rashi's opinion. There are many different ways of understanding Makiri Kahuna. I'm learning Rashi. So we are up to Lamed Amud Aleph, two lines into the Gemara after the Mishnah. Shmuel says, "V'misakel amayde acherim." Shmuel disagrees with that. He says, over here, it's very simple. The guy lent the client $1,000, and he said, I'm going to take your truma. So it doesn't become the Kayan's Truma, but he goes over to somebody else and says, acquire this for that Kayan, and then takes it back.
Does he have to be a Kohen?
No. Somebody picks it up for the Kayan. Just like if I want to give Mr. Goldstein a present, I can ask Corey pick it up for Mr. Goldstein. So you want to give the Kayan the Truma, he needs a Kenyan. So when I go to somebody and I say, do me a favor, pick up this Truma for that Kayan, he acquires it for that Kayan, and now the Kayan told me I can take it for his payment, so I take it for his payment. So there's no... It works like every other Kenyan. Rabbi Yossi, that's in Shmuel. Ula Amar, Hamani Rabbi Yossi, the Amar Asu Shein Nezeichu Kezeichu. Going like Rabbi Yossi, who says rabbinically, they made it the Kayans. Rabbanon can be Hefker, Beth, and Hefker. They have the ability to take away money from somebody and give it to somebody else. That's their power. And therefore, even though it's a Shaila, can they make it anybody else's, but they can take it away from everybody. So what they did is, hold a second, they did in the case when a Kayan borrows money, in order to make it easy for Kahanim to get money, they said, you know what? If you make this agreement, we will take this Truma and make it his automatically. No Maisa Kinya necessary. It automatically becomes his because the power of Hefker Bez and Hefker the Rabbana can take away people's money. So we take it away from all other Kahanim and make it his.
Even if he has another Makir Kuna, he has another person that he usually gets to?
I don't know. That's the Gemara doesn't discuss it. See, Rav said it's talking about Makir Kuna. The other two not necessarily talking about Makir Kuna. Again, do they agree to the concept of Makir Kuna? Ask me that. Does Shmuel agree to the answer of Makir Kuna or not? I don't know. Again, Rav said there's a concept called Makir Kuna.
Again.
Who says that Ula agrees to that halacha? We spent yesterday 20 minutes trying to figure out how Makir Kuna works.
Everybody agrees that there is a concept of Makir
Kuna. That he becomes his automatically?
Not for this scenario, but when there's a Makir Kuna, right?
Does it become the Makir Kuna automatically?
In a regular Makir Kuna scenario.
Well, Rav said it does. I don't know whether Shmuel and Ula are disagreeing.
What the other people that don't agree to this? How does Makir Kuna work?
Who said they hold of it?
Well, not.
Did you know about Makir Kuna before yesterday?
Because of the Tzedek Sanah from the Shver scenario. We've heard had other Gemaras about Makir Kuna.
When did you have Makir Kuna?
Another Masechta where somebody goes to a Kohen and says, could you give it to my son? Well, I'll buy you, like Rebbe said, Makir.
That's not Makir Kuna. No, hold on a second. Tzedek Sanah and Makir Kuna are totally two different things. The owner has a right to pick his Kohen. That's Taiva Sana. He has a right to pick his Kayan. It doesn't belong to him. It belongs to Kahuna. Everybody agrees to that. He has a right to decide which Kayan should get it.
And how does that work? He has to be the Kayan has to come and get it?
Usually you give it to the Kayan. That's what happens by Truma. You give it to the Kayan. Came along Rav and said that by Makiri Kahuna, he doesn't have to get the way Rashi learns. It becomes the Kayan's without giving it to him. The one he always gives it to, Makir Kuna.
So the one he designates.
The one he always gives to. Not the one he designates today. The one he always gives to. So it automatically becomes his. That was Rav's Chiddush. I don't know if Shmuel and Ula agreed to that. Shmuel is saying that's not the case in the Mishnah. The case in the Mishnah is you hand it to somebody and say, acquire it for that Kayan. And Ula says, you don't have to do that. Chazal made it to Hefker Bez and Hefker. They walked in and said, for the benefit of the Kayan, if a Kayan borrows money, we will make the Truma his.
With an automatic Kenyan?
Oh. No Maisa Kenyan necessary. Hefker Bez and Hefker. Bezin has the right to take money away from Reuven and give it to Shimon, which is, by the way, questionable whether they can give it to Reuven, take it away from Reuven and give it to Shimon, or can they just take it away from Reuven? But either way, it works here. If they take it away from all Kahanim, it becomes his.
Back to Reuven in this case. Taking it from
Reuven
and then eventually giving it back to Reuven. Right?
Lost
all
that.
He's separating Truma from his own.
Yeah, but he's not Reuven. I'm talking about the Kahanim. The guy separates Truma. He now has the right to give it to every Kayan.
This Takana of Ula is only by a loan to his own.
Correct. And what they did is they took it away from all other Kahanim and gave it to this Kayan. Again, when you separate Truma, when one separates Truma, it becomes Mam and Kahuna. So they came along Chazal with Hefker Bez and Hefker, and said, we are taking it away from all other Kahanim and giving it to this one Kayan. The owner is out of the picture. It's not his anymore.
Sort of until he gets it given back.
It's not his. It belongs to Kahuna. The Kayan agreed to give it to him. But it has to belong to the Kayan first. I don't know if I learned Rashi yet. Question mark. He didn't give it to the Kayim Yachzirim boy, and the Kayim should give it back to him. Tani Masnisin, the Avrash Aleim, you can separate. Give it to my Matal Yadai. If it didn't get to the Kayim's hand, Man Zachin Lehi Kayim, who made it his Kayim's? Hach Truma, this Truma, she Kablanu Zabachoy, but did she be able to take him for his debt? How does the Jew, the Yid, the Yisrael, fulfill his mitzvah of giving it to a Kayan? Never the Kayans. Two problems. One, it never became the Kayans, so how could the Yisrael take it for the debt? And B, he has a mitzvah to give it to the Kayan. He never did that. Makire Kahuna, Kama Ish Beis Makarai, comes from the word in Melachim, every person should take from the ones he knows. They know him, and they're his friends. The Ein Rogel lost his Truma Sumaisus. Elo Lekayin Zeb. Hilkachimun the Milsa Dipshitahi, the Duyavlu. Since everybody knows, this is who he gives it to. Atchumu Shar Kahani Datayu. So all other Kahanim give up on it. Vahava Kamanda Matu Yizai Dahani. It's like he got to this Kayin's hand.
Who's
asking? Hesach Hadas. Hesach. Removal. The Mezakel Amidei Acherim, Shumafrish Meisra LeMaisus Biyadei Avai, when he separates it, he gives the Maisus to a friend. V'yoymer, Zochi B'Maisus Elu Ploini Levi. Do me a favor, can you acquire it for that Levi or for that Kayan? V'Avalei Kaman Demata Liyadei, so it's like he gave it to him. V'Chayzer Machzirin Loi, and then he takes it back. Also Shein Ezeicha Kezeicha, Zoch Trashi, V'Mkoy Mezharvei, This concept is found in many places, and Rashi brings examples. L'Rabbi Yossi, only according to Rabbi Yossi. Bani Zaken, we find this in the fifth parak of Gittin. Ani Amanakev Barash Hazayas. So an Ani is standing there on a tree, and he's trying to get the Zaysim that were left over, because you have to leave olives peah for the Ani. So he gets on top of the tree, and he shakes the tree, and that makes olives fall down. Where is the kinyan in the olives? So Rabbi Yossi said, the Rabbanan said, it automatically becomes his. So if not, the olives will fall to the ground, and other poor person will walk by and take them. So he said, Asu she'ein ezeicha kezeicha. We will learn that later in Gittin. Tzudus chayev eifes. You have a trap that traps chayes and eifes. How does it become yours? A trap is not your chutzer. How does the animal that's foot got stuck in a trap become yours? There's no kinyan. Yeah, his foot got stuck in your trap.
In a public area.
How does it become yours? Dr. Biaisi, Asu Shein Ezeicha Kezeicha. Chazal Hefker Bezim made it his. They did these things to keep the peace. Matzias Cheresh. A cheresh shaykh to the cut and pick something up. They can't be kaina. How does it become theirs? Dr. Biaisi, Asu Shein Ezeicha Kezeicha. Ubebchairis. And in Bechairis, he also uses that. Kol Shechalipov Biat Kayan, Patrim and Amatanas. Okay, it's a complicated case. I'm going to try to simplify it as much as possible. What happened was, a person had two animals, twins, were born as the firstborn. And we don't know which is the first and which is the second. The first belongs to the Kayan. The second belongs to the Yisrael. So one of the Tanoim offers the following thing. He says, give the Kayan one, make it his, and the other one keep to the Yisrael, but it might be a Bechor. Bechor, besides being belonging to the Kayan, is also Kaddish till it gets a Mum. Wait till it gets a mum, and then the Yisrael can shecht it. That's the halacha. So again, two animals born at the same time. We don't know which was first and which was second. The first one has kedushas bechor, the second one does not. So there's two two things that are in doubt here. A, which one belongs to the Kohen monetarily? B, which one has Kedushas Bechor? So the monetary thing we take care of saying to the Kohen, you get one, I get the other. We trade. The Kedusha can't be traded. Therefore, you have to wait till the animal gets a mum, and then you can the Yisrael can eat it. That's the halacha. But there's another problem. The problem is, when the Yisrael shechts an animal, he has to give three things to a Kayan. The Zraya, the Chayayim, and the Keva. Front foot, the cheek, and the stomach. That's from every chulin animal, a Kayan gets those three things. Question is, here he gave the Kayan one animal, kept the other animal, waited till it got a mum. He shechts it, does he have to give the Zeraya L'chaim Akeva to the Kayan? Zok the Mishnah, since he gave one to the Kayan, Patim and Amataris. That's what the Mishnah said there. We're not learning Bechairis now, we're not going to learn why. How does it work? It belongs to Kahuna. But it still might belong to Kahuna. So, I said it's a complicated case. Whatever the case is, Rabbi Yossi says there, Asu Shein Ezeicha Kezeicha. Again, I'm not going to go through all the intricacies of the case there. Rashi's just bringing that down, that Asu Shein Ezeicha Kezeicha. There's no Isser to eat Israel Chayav Akeva for Israel. Just the monetary thing. And therefore they said, it becomes the Israel. The halacha is, a person who works in a field is allowed to eat while he works. They made that in certain circumstances, his kid can walk behind and eat. Now, why? What right does he have? Chazal made it, also shein ezeicha kezeicha. All these were done because they felt it was necessary to do. Again, Rashi is just bringing example after example, nothing to do with Hashtogya. All we want from this is that we see Chazal sometimes step in and say Hefker Bezen Hefker and make something somebody's, even though it shouldn't be his. So Ula learns, that's shot in our Mishnah. For the benefit of the Kayan, we allowed the Yisrael to do this, they made it belong to the Kayan and let the Yisrael take it back. Automatic process. Zakti Gemara Baiter. Kulu Karav Lo Yamri, B'makira Leksun Tani. Those two others didn't want to say Rav's Teretz, because the Mishnah never mentioned it's only by your friend the Kayan. According to Rav, we're limiting the Mishnah only to a case of Makiri Kahuna. They didn't say like Shmuel because the Mishnah didn't mention a thing of having to give it to somebody else. So that's why Rav and Ula don't like Shmuel's answer. There's a piece missing from the Mishnah. According to Rav, the piece missing from the Mishnah is only certain Kehanim. According to Shmuel, piece missing from the Mishnah is how does the mechanism work. And Kula Nami Ayamri, Ki Chida Loi Makminan. The other two didn't want to say that the Mishnah is only going like Rabbi Yossi. This is Rabbi Yossi's thing that Asher Shein Ezeicha Kezeicha. And therefore, they didn't want to say that. So therefore, each one rejected the other two answers and said his answer is better. Rav limits that the case of the Mishnah is only by your friend, the Kayan.
That's another point. You can't do this.
Correct. Could this move also? You can give it to somebody else to pick up for that kayak. Well, which one? It wasn't like a shmuel because the Mishnah didn't mention about giving it to anybody else. Again, the Gemara says they didn't want to say Shmuel's answer. The Mishnah didn't mention giving it to somebody to be kayak. They didn't want to say Ula's answer because they didn't want to say it's going like a Yaisi. So each one picked what they thought is the best answer. Tana Rabbanan. Hamalva Mars is a Kayan Basalavi Vasamili is Mavishalay and Bakalkan, Mafrishalay and Bakaskashenkayama. So far all the Brisa did is repeat the Mishnah. Whatever is shot in the Mishnah, it's shot in the Brisa. But now the Brisa adds different things. I would just ask, before any questions are asked, please let me have a chance to explain. Upaisek Imam Kishar Hazo, the aim by Mishum Ribis. Okay. Now let me explain this halacha. Biblically speaking, the prohibition of taking interest is only by loans. I lend a guy $1,000, and I say you can keep it for a year, and next year you pay me back $1,100. That is biblical ribis. Again, we're not learning Hilchos Ribis now. It's not good. Let me just finish again. Please give me a chance. By sales, there's no biblical ribis, which means I can go over to a guy biblically and say, I'm giving you money now. You will provide me in 6 months from now apples. And even though the price of apples will go up, I am paying today's prices of the apples you'll give me in 6 months. Biblically, there's nothing wrong. There's no loan. It's a sale. I didn't lend him money. I bought apples. And he committed himself to giving me apples. But I know that in 6 months from now, apples will cost more. Therefore, I'm paying him now, so he should give me apples, which will be worth more than the apples are worth now. Paying him today's prices, and I will get apples that are worth more. Biblically speaking, that is not interest. There's no loan. It's a sale. Came along to Rabbanon, and they said, you can't do that unless, and I'll say the unless in a minute, because it looks like, it's not looks like, the reason he's willing to do that is because you're prepaying him. Why is he willing to give you apples in 6 months from now at today's prices? Because you're giving him the money 6 months early. Why else would he do it? Why is he giving it to you cheaper? In 6 months from now, gasoline will cost $5 a gallon. He's paying now at $4 a gallon, and he's saying, in 6 months from now, you will give me 500 gallons of gas at $4 a gallon, even though in 6 months from now, the gasoline will be worth $5 a gallon. Why is the guy masking to that deal? Because you're giving him the money now. It looks like a loan. It's not a loan. It's a sale. But it looks like a loan. Came along Chazal, rabbinically, not biblically, and said we don't allow it unless the seller has gas available now. So had he wanted to, he could have said, I'll give you the gasoline right now. Or it's available in the market, meaning it's not like apples that you have to wait for the season. It's available, and today you don't have to wait for anything. Everything is available except the supply chain. But the once upon a time, apples were available certain months a year. And if it's already available everywhere, you're allowed to do it. So there's two ways you can get it done. You can pay today's prices and get it in 6 months from now when it's worth more. And the reason is only under two circumstances. Either the guy who's selling it has it available now, or it's available in the market now. It's widely available. Therefore, you can do this even though he's not picking it up for 6 months, because theoretically he could get it today. That's the halacha. Now, what if you make a deal the following? I'll give you the money now, right? And if the price goes down, you will give me the apples at the cheaper price. That means if gas goes to $3 a gallon, you will give me gas at $3. I'm giving you the money now for 1,000 gallons. I'm giving you $4,000. I'm paying today's prices. And I make a condition, but if gas prices drop, you will give me more than 1,000 gallons. You'll give me $4,000 worth at $3 a gallon. That's not ribbis, because you're going to pay the price at the time that you pick it up. He's not giving it to you cheaper because you gave him the money. when you went to pick up the gasoline, that was the price. That's what you're paying for. That is mutter. So that's what the Braisa says here. Upaisik imam kishar hazol. He can tell the kayan, I will deduct from the loan what it's worth at the time I take the truma. If it's cheaper than it is now, I'm not going to give you a credit for the value now. I'm going to give you a credit from the time I take the truma, which is 100% legal, because you're not getting anything. You're getting market value at the time you take it. So if a guy says to the client, I'll take your truma, and it'll deduct it from the loan. Now, today, the grain he's taking would have been worth X. By the time the truma separated, it's worth less. He can do that. That's not ribbis. That's not ribbis. Rashi. Price the kimbam kishar azul. Shum yuz luchit the mishas afrashas trumas. A kablam ba'aitza hashar shoshas afrasha. I will get it at the price of the time of separation. Ve'eba mishum ribbis. Zok Rashi. Mishar price can be inon. When you make up a price, then if the price goes up, you will get it at the cheaper price. You have to have when the market price is established, which means it's available. Here you don't need that, because you're not asking for a more expensive thing at a cheaper price. You're asking for the price you will have at the time you take it. That's why I spoke out this whole thing. You can ask. I can make a deal to get a cheaper price. By the way, this creates a big problem in Hilchos Ribbis, which we are not learning now, about prepayments. Right? They sell a book. The book costs $29.99. If you prepay, we'll give it to you for $19.99. So why is he giving it to you cheaper? Because you're lending him the money a year earlier. The book is a $29.99 book. But he's willing to lose $10 because you're prepaying him.
Yeah.
Camp, tuition, same Shiloh. This is the Shiloh all that Chayim struggle. Is prepayment allowed? Now, obviously, they're hurting because everybody does it, right? But that's what's happening here. The guy's prepaying for the apples, and he's getting a cheaper price because he's prepaying. That's ribbis. Midrabbanan. Not biblical, rabbinic ribbis. But in this case, he's not asking for an expensive price. Adarabba. He's saying, listen, I'll deduct the price of the truma at the time that I separate the truma. Because that's what it's worth at that time. There's nothing to do with prepayment. That's what the truma's worth. So that's mutter. That's not ribbis. Because he's not getting a break. Listen, if you would tell the guy you have to give me truma, the client would get the truma and give it to him at that value. That's the value at the time he's taking it. So that's what the Braisa says. There's no question of ribbis here. He's not gaining anything by lending the guy the money. Nothing at all. He's taking it at the price when he's taking it, which is exactly what everybody does. If you owe me $100 and I come and you want to pay me, and you want to pay me in shares, you give me $100 worth of shares at the time that you pay me.
Produce, that idea?
Doesn't talk about that here. If the price goes up, depends how they made it up. It's rabbinic ribbis. That's not what the case is. He didn't make up how much he's going to deduct according to our price. All he's saying is I will deduct that price even though it's cheaper than now. That's perfectly legal. Not gaining anything by prepaying. Getting a cheaper price is not gaining anything. He could have not paid him and bought it at that time. What? This is talking about borrowing.
Borrowing money.
What difference does it make? You borrow, you can, people can pay back in commodities.
I understand, but normally it's exactly what he gave back, what he left there for the exact dollar amount that he borrowed.
Exactly.
Whatever the
amount, the
which is
less.
Yeah.
Right. Moscow. Right. Right. The Ein Shvias Misham Tasai. And Shemitah does not remove this loan. Shemitah does not remove this loan because he doesn't have to go through and collect it. The Torah says after Shemitah you're not allowed to collect the loan. You're not collecting it. You have it already. You don't have to go ask for it. So Shemitah doesn't remove it. Bimbo Lagzar Ein Echazer. And the Gemara is going to explain who, what, when, and where. You can't break this deal. Once they made this deal, it's not reversible. Now Gemara will explain. We'll leave it for the Gemara. Rashi. Beba Mishum Ribbis. We did that. Bimbo Lagzar L'Kama Mefarish. Yishayishu Abaylam. What happens that the guy said, I'm lending you $1,000. Every year, I'm going to take off $200 because of the truma that I'm keeping. That was the deal they made. $200 per year on the truma.
5 years.
And 1 year, a huge storm ruins the whole crop. There's no truma. So the guy says, guess I'm not collecting this year. So the Shaishu Abaylim, Amav for Shalayim. And the Gemara will explain, he gave up hope of collecting this year's truma. In his mind, there wasn't going to be any because it looked terrible. No. The guy who lent him the money. Anyway, let me give me a minute to explain. Reuven lent a kaya money. 5 years truma. On the year three, it was a huge storm, ruined everything. The Yisrael walks into the field, takes a look at it, and he says, I guess this year I'm not collecting the kayan truma. There ain't no truma to collect. Please, please. Then, for some reason, it reinvigorates, and he asks truma. He cannot take that truma. He gave up on it. And once he gave up on it, he has no right to collect it. Yes. Somewhere in the growing season, a big storm came and ruined the whole crop. The Gemara is going to explain that. I think we should leave it for the Gemara. You can't separate on something you gave up hope on. Rashi, the Shashua Bailam, he lent him the shear of this year's truma. He's going to take it this year. And he sees his field got ruined. But it's Yash my Savod, he said, forget about it. I'm a Vailuk Sorenkis. Woe to me, I just lost my money. And then all of a sudden, the Rebbeinu made an ace, and it got better. The Yush Dover Avidu, Yush makes the thing lost, finished, over and done with.
How does it come?
Because the deal was the payment is the truma regardless of value. That was the deal. I'm lending you money. This year's crop of truma is mine.
Is that still there?
No. The debt is canceled by the agreement of the truma.
That year's worth.
Mm-hmm.
That year's worth. So we can't resume it a year late?
No, he doesn't get an extra year. The deal was 5 years.
But he never got to pay.
That's his problem. He made a deal for 5 years. 1 year just got ruined. Gave up hope. Rashi has it without 5 years, a 1 year thing. Rashi sets it up. The guy said, this year's crop will be mine. My truma this year is set it alone. And then there's no truma to be had. At least he thinks there's no truma to be had. He said, well, I just lost my loan. And then the Rebbeinu Shlom made it. You might have to explain. See, we're midstream and we're asking questions as if we're finished already. Yes.
Crop you're
Miyayish
on, or is it
Miyayish
on the loan?
You're Miyayish and collecting that loan.
Well, there's a big difference because if it's 1 year, then there's no more for you to collect. Do you Miyayish on the whole loan?
Well, it could be Miyayish on 20% of the loan.
But on the 5 describe your thing, that means this year's crop, I would be Aisha.
That's 20% of the load.
Hashem made it a day, and it rejuvenated. Does that mean on that actual part that I was B'yayish, the next year I can take that?
No.
I was B'yayish on this year's part.
Yeah, every year is 20% of the load.
Right.
You B'yayish on 20% of the load.
I understand. But
that means that the B'yayish of Menonais, that year's truma you can't keep.
But it's not like, but the next year...
I have 80% left.
Right, but could it be the same crop?
Could
it be the same crop?
I don't know what you're talking about. It's not the same crop. It's a year later. It's a different crop. Every year, a new crop grows.
I thought I should be rejuvenated.
For this year. I don't. Can we? I hate to do this, but I think these questions are just throwing us off because the Gemara is going to deal with this, and we're not giving the Gemara a chance. Again, let's do the Gemara. Let's do the Gemara Baita. I'm a man placing him on Kishar Azul. Pshita, why shouldn't he be able to do that? Why shouldn't he be able to say that I'll deduct from the loan what the truma is worth at the time that I take it? The Bryce is telling me it's an automatic. You don't take the truma prices of today's grain, you take the truma prices of when he separates the grain. Ve'imim shem ribas. Frank the Gemara, my timer. Why isn't it ribas? Because kivin dechiles le lo yov le. Since it's not, meaning like this, the reason this is not considered ribbis, that he is taking truma for 5 years for the loan, the chayra, maybe the truma will be worth more than the loan. In an agreement when he makes up, I'm going to take 5 years worth of truma for the loan. Do we know what the truma is going to be worth? So why isn't that a shayla of ribbis? He might get more than his money. He might be getting $1,500 of truma for a $1,000 loan. He made up 5 years. Please. I don't know. Maybe I haven't got the patience today, or maybe people are butting in too much. I think if people just give me a minute to explain, life will be much simpler. He made up 5 years of truma for this loan. It might be worth more than the amount of the loan. Yet the Braisa says, A by Mishum Ribbis. Why not? And for the Braisa, because it's 5 years worth of truma, that might be less. It might be nothing. You don't know what you're going to get in 5 years. Ribbis is only when you're guaranteed an income. You're guaranteed to get back your money. You're not guaranteed or anything. Therefore, it's not ribbis. So even if you end up getting more, but since you might have gotten less, that's not called ribbis. Arab, Rashi. Ve'emem shem ribbis, my timer. Kivin dechiles le loyov le, ki yis le nami emem shem ribbis. Rashi. Zot Rashi. Paisik imam kishar azul pshita, b'chol t'nai nami imam lives to kishar azul mi yim kabi yadoy. Every time you make a deal, you can take it at the prices when you collect. Right? So you got the shar paisik imam peres nami yom kitanya reis en etchem. The mishnah reis en etchem, we can do this. Kamisha paisik nami, v'achi kamar. If you say, I will take the value of the truma, you don't say 5 years. You say the value of the truma, automatically it means that the price over there. If it's not worth as much as now, you'll get it at the cheaper price. Yes, what are the questions?
Does
ribbis
in general have to be defined, the amount? Or is it like
a not necessarily, no. If you're guaranteed your principal and you make more, that's ribbis. Some is biblical, some is rabbinic, but it's ribbis.
So
my question is, Rishay. You make up the deal.
So you make up the deal. You're not saying I want 10 bushels. Is that how they do it?
There's two ways to do this. I lend money, Reuven lends money to Kayan. And he says, I'm going to take payment from Truma. He can either say, I will take payment from Truma at what it's worth.
Value.
Value.
Whatever that is.
Right.
Hey, that's
That's fine. That's great. Or you can say, I'll take 5 years of truma. End of story.
5 years of truma. What does that mean?
Whatever truma will be in the next 5 years will cancel your loan.
All the truma that I take, what does that mean?
The next 5 years I'll be separating truma off my field. That will be payment of your loan.
Oh. All right. If I have a bumper crop, 1 year I have a bumper crop, that's mine regardless. Okay, so all the truma that I take is mine.
Correct.
Even if it exceeds the amount.
Correct.
Why is that true?
Why isn't it ribbons?
Why? Maybe he has to stop.
The Bryce is saying, hey, by Mishum ribbons. The Bryce is saying it's true.
Maybe he has to stop.
But the Bryce says not. So write a letter to the Bryce and tell them they're wrong. But the Bryce says, hey, by Mishum ribbons.
I hear you. That's
what the Bryce is saying? The Bryce is saying a chiddush. Hey, by Mishum ribbons. And the reason for that is because if he has a terrible crop, he's not going to get his money back. It's an investment. Either you can make, you can lose, you can break even.
As you're saying, if you can lose, then if you gain, it's a ribbon.
That's what it's saying. Exactly. That's what it's saying. Now, should we try to speak out, if you were guaranteed as principal, and the question is, will he make more, that's ribbis. But here he's not even guaranteed to get back his principal. He might take a loss.
That's regular.
I'm not getting involved in this. We're not learning Yiddish on this. Right. The ain't Shvius Misham Tatsai, the Kalina Bala Yigas. Shvius doesn't cancel it. He doesn't have to collect it. I'm sorry, I apologize if I'm being short patience today. But I think, I'm not tempered, no, but I didn't lose myself. But I'm sorry, but I think it's because I'm not getting a chance to explain myself. It would take care of 85% of the questions. Rashi, L'chvina b'la yigas, she'ena yachal l'tai v'klum. La yigas says you can't collect. Here he's not collecting. He made up, I'll take the truma. There's nothing to collect. You can't collect. You can't go to the guy and say, pay your loan. We took care of that already. You have the truma. Okay, now this one is going to need a little bit more explanation. So again, let's give the Gemara a chance. The Braita says, this deal can't be reversed. Amar Papa, lo yishanu al balabayas b'kayin. Abakayin b'balabayas in bo lagzer chayzer. Let me explain. The Balabayas cannot go back to the Kain and said, forget the deal. He cannot go and say, forget the deal. That was the deal. I lent you money. I'm going to get paid back by Truma. I can't go and say, I changed my mind. I want cash. The deal was, lend you money. You pay me Truma. But the Kain can go to the Balabayas and say, I changed my mind. I don't want you to take the truma. I don't want you to take the truma. Because the Kayan can say, I'm trying to figure out exactly how to do this right. Right. I want to explain it in the best possible way. The halacha is as follows. We paskin that if I go to you and I pay you for a chair and I didn't take the chair yet, I can say I decided not to buy the chair, even though I paid you for it. Mammon is not kaina by metaltlin. You need meshicha. There's other kinyanim. But if I pay for a movable object, we paskin, the money is not kaina. That what you have to do is take the item. That's the halacha. The halacha is, you have to take the item, and then you're kaina. Till you take the item, it's not kaina. That's the halacha. So now, the kayan comes to the owner and says, I changed my mind. I don't want you to take my truma. So therefore, the owner cannot be kaina the truma. So even though he paid for the truma by lending the guy the money, but he never took the truma. He has to have the kayan get it and then take it back. Well, no matter which way it worked because it became the kayan and then he took it back. If the kayan says, I'm not willing to give it back, he can change his mind. Again, the owner, the guy paid him by giving him the loan. But in order for him to collect, he has to become the kayan's and then becomes his again. The kayan has a right to change his mind. He can say, I'm not willing to give it to you. Therefore, he'll have to pay the loan, but the owner won't be able to keep the truma. Whereas the owner can change his mind. The question is, why can't the owner change his mind? Just like the buyer can, like the kayan can change his mind, the owner should be able to change his mind as well. So therefore, Rashi seems to say that since the kayan has already take the money, and all that's necessary for the Yisrael to get it is an automatic, that precludes the owner from changing his mind. Let me try and explain. Reuben gives the kayan $1,000 for the truma. Let's say 1 year's truma. This makes it simpler. 1 year's truma. Before the truma is separated, the kayan walks in and says, cancel the deal. Here's $1,000. I'm taking my truma. There's no way the owner can stop him. The only way the owner can collect the truma is because it became Reuben's, it became the owner's. Well, Reuben is saying, I'm not giving it to you. It has to be mine, and then I have to give it to you. Whatever the mechanism was, it became Reuben's and then became the owner's again. The Reuben can say, I'm not giving it to you. Therefore, he can cancel it. Whereas the owner doesn't have to give anything. Reuben gives it to him automatically. So as soon as he separates, the truma becomes Reuben's and goes back to the owner, so the owner can't change his mind. Because he doesn't have to do anything to complete the kinyan. It's done. He doesn't have to give it. It automatically happens. Reuben can cancel the kayan can cancel the automatic. The owner cannot cancel the automatic. That's what the Gemara is saying.
Does it matter when the...
Well, it has to be before he separated the truma. Because once he separated the truma, it worked. Too late.
If it's every year, the kayan the second year say, you know what, I like the deal, it's too late.
No, he can do it before he separates the truma. And he would have to pay back 80% of the loan. It doesn't cancel the loan. He owes him the money.
Every year they have to read.
No, unless you hear from the kayan, you don't have to assume he changed his mind.
But he could change his mind the second year.
Correct.
He could?
Yes.
Why?
Why not?
What's
his loan? Again, every year he has to be willing to give the truma.
So he has to give the truma first again?
Again, it automatically works.
I know, but
what's... We'll discuss this again tomorrow.
By the coin.
What?
There's no mistake unnecessary by the coin for the truma to be his.
That's because either of the three terutzim we said before.